Hi, Marty Lurie here, KBR 680 with Joey Biagini, a left-handed pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays. But fans, get ready. This is a Bay Area kid. He's a San Francisco Giant draftee, went through the farm system and was a Rule 5 pick of the Blue Jays and has come home to see the AT&T Park. How are you?
I've come home. Thank you. I don't want to be too, you know, nitpicky, but I actually use my right hand to pitch with. I honestly kind of wish that I was left-handed, but here's the Tommy John scar to prove it.
Look, Vendetti, right-handed, left-handed, this is a Blue Jay team. You never know what arm they're going to throw with.
I've been working with them, so I'll give you that.
All right. He's a right-hander, Joey Biagini of the Toronto Blue Jays, but comes through the Giants farm system. But growing up in the Bay Area, tell us about, you know, playing here. You got a lot of fans who want to hear you.
Well, hi, fans, first of all. Appreciate that. I hope I do. I don't know. There's a bunch of people asking for tickets and stuff, so that's nice until you have to pay the taxes on them. But got to accumulate a few more paychecks first. Yeah, I obviously grew up as, you know, this... I've been to however many games here. It's kind of my kind of idea of Major League Baseball is just constructed around this, the smells of the park, the way it looks, the air and the water and the whole thing. I loved it. You know, I was a huge Giants fan growing up, you know. No longer am, but I appreciate them and the opportunity they gave me. It's just kind of a surreal would just not really do it justice. I don't, you know, I've having a hard time describing to people what it's like. It's just kind of a strange familiarity, but kind of, you know, coming at it from a different perspective, I think, you know. So it's hard to describe, you know. I'm gonna keep talking until you pull the microphone away, so.
Well, I'm pulling it away because you did a great job at Sequoia High School, College of San Mateo, UC Davis. So take us through a little bit of your baseball background. I know you love AT&T Park, but tell us what kind of kid you were growing up around baseball, playing it.
Well, I wasn't very popular at Sequoia High School. I think it's because I also didn't go there. I went to the King's Academy.
Oh,
you must be getting some. Who's this stud left-handed pitcher from Sequoia High School that's dominating? Where is this guy?
It said in the media guide. All right, go ahead.
I think I was born at Sequoia Hospital in Redwood City. That might have been the, you know, anyway. Growing up around here, love the weather, you know, love the area, you know, you're close to the mountains and the ocean. I really like California, and it's no Toronto, I'll give you that. But my dad played for the Giants as well, a couple years in minor leagues. He was a left-handed pitcher. Oh, no, he was right-handed. Sorry. I keep forgetting, too. But so he was always a huge part of this, and it would be funny. I remember I was just talking to him last night. I went back down before coming back up to the hotel. He drove me back up here, and we were just driving up the same way that we'd come up to the stadium every game, and I'm just like, we're just going to another Giants game, you know. And so he's been a huge part of it my whole life, and I'm extremely, you know, thank God as much as I can, you know, just to appreciate what his investment, you know, and his knowledge and everything that he's done for me every step of the way. And it's been a really, really incredible relationship and growth together kind of with my baseball career. And you know, we'd always sit in the stands here and say, I can be as good as that guy. I just got to throw this pitch. I just got to do this mechanical thing. And, you know, but always in the back of my mind, we'd have this kind of like, well, that's stupid. You know, it's never going to happen, you know, but it happened. Some mix up in paperwork or something. I don't know what happened there, but I'm here, and I'm just trying to really observe and, you know, appreciate as much as I can with this.
I love it. It's a great story. Now, I have to be careful whenever I ask questions to make sure I get everything straight. But let's face it, you're the 26th round pick. Did I get that right of the Giants?
I was actually the 430th round pick. No, yes, that's correct. 26th round.
All right. So he's drafted by the Giants. So what do you think when you're drafted by the Giants?
I remember saying, because this happened, I was in the bathroom, so I had some prior kind of business to attend to, and then, but after that, I you don't want to get too excited in that, you know, environment, but, I remember it was almost kind of like, I was certainly excited about it, but it was almost kind of weird because it was like too perfect, you know, it was kind of too, like, coincidental and just... And plus, when I was in college, I went to the Cape Cod League after that, and I was kind of thinking I wasn't ready, and I was kind of thinking I'm just going to go back to school. And the whole time throughout, I ended up doing all right in the Cape, and then I just kind of continued to talk with the Giants and ended up deciding to go for it. And I have to say that I really appreciated this organization because they just kind of seemed to preach this like family culture. They always would bring the Hall of Fame guys back around. We get to meet them and just kind of have this way in the organization of encouraging good people and things. Just everybody, a lot of hardworking people, a lot of great people in the organization. So I really did appreciate my time here. I can't complain for a second about the opportunity with the Rule 5 draft and everything. I'm not gonna, I'm not gonna be upset about that. But I certainly just, really appreciated what the Giants were to me. And if I ever end up back here, I'd be, happy to.
Well, it's great to see Joe Biagini here at AT&T Park, and we're getting the pieces of the story. He's certainly from the Redwood City area, let's put it that way, and of course College of San Mateo and UC Davis, drafted by the Giants in the 26th round. Went all through the Giants minor league system last year in Richmond, the Rule 5 pick by the Toronto Blue Jays, and back home now to pitch at AT&T Park, perhaps. But what about looking it out at the field and seeing some of your former teammates out there? You must know some of these people.
Yeah, I'm watching Duffy and Tomlinson take ground balls, and they're played with them at various points. Tomlinson last year. Derek Law and Osich are also out there. I've met a few of the other guys, Kane and some of these guys. And I try to keep a low profile and not say anything too embarrassing to them. But I really enjoyed some of the relationships I had with guys, from this organization. And it's kind of it's kind of coming full circle now, but it really, you don't really get a chance to, let yourself think about this, until you get out here, and then you realize, okay, well, I'm on the other side now. So I hope, I hope you take it easy on me in your, analysis. And
believe me, this is one of the best interviews I've had today, I will tell you that. Today, because I've had John Gibbons on earlier, and that was very interesting, and Troy Tulowitzki, but you are the most interesting so far. All right, so here you are. We don't even know how you pitch. We know you're right-handed, not left-handed. I saw the scar.
It's pretty clear.
But I know they're using you out of the pen right now, and lefties, righties. How are you doing, and what do you throw, and what kind of pitcher are you here?
I throw baseballs mostly, sometimes footballs, when you're doing some other type of stuff. But how do I pitch?
Fastball,
curveball, changeup, cutter. Don't tell the guys on the over there. I would like to say that I pitch with confidence and just kind of let it go and see what happens. I don't know. I think keeping it simple for me is really important. And trying to have kind of a appreciative perspective of your opportunities and blessings, and not necessarily when you're in the game, but just kind of surrounding that, your whole approach. I think it helps you to just kind of have the freedom to just be fearless and compete and go after people and stuff. So yeah, I don't know. Just try to get my ball to sink a little bit, stay down the zone, hopefully. Hopefully my pants look cute and, stuff like that. Just kind of the little things, they add up. But, just attack and be aggressive and try to, put my team in the best position to win that I can when I'm out there and allow my teammates to make such great plays that they do all the time and just, kind of get out of the way.
Absolutely. Look, you got a great team behind you, a lot of veterans. So Joey Biagini is with us. All right. Now, you had to have a first moment in the big leagues, the first batter, the first time in the big leagues. And tell me about that day.
I did. Let's see. That was... We opened the year in Tampa. I didn't pitch in the first four games, and then we came home, and we had the home opener. They packed the whole place out. There was like 50,000 people in that big Rogers Center, and I got to go in the ninth inning. I believe it was the Red Sox. And then... to on top of that, I don't think I may have never or not for a while pitched back-to-back days because I'd been a starter my whole career with the Giants and the minors. That was really kind of a surreal moment to be like, oh, you're back up today and you're going back in. And so it almost kind of gave you this challenge, which helped me to just stay focused and kind of say, you know, I don't really even have time to think about the big picture and to let things get to me. I'm just going to stay focused on, you know, being confident about what I got, what got me here to be successful and just, you know, believe that I'm good enough. And so to pitch in that environment, you know, against a team like that and, you know, yeah, oh, absolutely. It was, you know, but it, yeah, it's still very slowly sinking in. Not quite. This is another little step in that process, but, you know, I just want to make sure that I appreciate and observe as much as I can while I'm here.
Oh, what a dream. What a nice story, Joe. Nice story, Joe Biagini. Nice story. Have you ever listened to KMBR at all?
I used to, but yeah, after this interview, with all your misinformation, I don't think I'm ever going to again.
No, all right, what's the best part? Go ahead.
I will say that, yes, I spent a lot of time listening to KMBR growing up. Lon Simmons when I was younger, you know, John Miller, Fleming, and Gruken Kipe, of course. He's standing right over there right now. I'd probably go say hi to him. I introduce myself. But, that was it for me. I mean, that, you know, all Warriors and 49ers and the whole thing. And so the KMBR is kind of an institution for me, and it would be kind of weird to hear myself. I'm probably not going to listen to it because I'll embarrass myself. But, it'll be kind of cool to be, you know, be a part of your show. You're famous, you know. I'm the best interview you had in the last 20 minutes, so I appreciate that.
Very good. I love this kid. All right, Joey Biagini. All right, last thought for you. What's the best part of being a big leaguer?
The pants.
All right.
The pants are really comfortable. They come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. And I've struggled with finding the right size pants in the past in minor league stadiums, as you know, probably kind of notorious for, you know, lacking equipment, resources. So I would say that and the team flights. I won't say give you too much information on exactly what goes on those, but I'll say it's pretty convenient to just kind of walk on and off and have all this, all the little perks and stuff. So that and my wonderful teammates, you know. There's a lot of... I mean, you can't just name one of them. There's so many different things, and I really, again, just trying to appreciate it and make it last as long as I can.
What a story. What a story. Here he is. Last year, he's a Richmond Flying Squirrel talking to Kyle Crick in the bullpen, and all of a sudden, the day after Mother's Day, he's sitting in AT&T Park talking to Marty Lurie on KMBR 680 in the big leagues with the Blue Jays. You don't think dreams can come true? Just talk to this kid. It's nice having you on the show. It really is.
Well, thank you very much, and I would say that you are probably the favorite, my favorite person I've talked to since Kyle Crick last year, but I'll reciprocate your appreciation. So,
all right, I appreciate it, Joey. Nice to have you on the show. Thanks so much, and it's nice to see you home.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.